The reason I decided to focus on Cobb County is specifically because it's not the county anyone thinks of when they think of poverty. So we know that Clayton County has had a growth in poverty. The poverty rate there is over 20%. I think it's now around 21%. It was kind of the known story and a little more predictable, but Cobb County was really the surprise. It's where the poverty is kind of, for most people, invisible. And that's what suburban poverty is nationwide. So I really wanted to focus on Cobb for that reason.
One issue you point to is population growth in a place that's not designed to handle that growth. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Suburbs were designed for car-centric living. So you drive from downtown to the suburb, you drive to the supermarket, you drive your kids to school, you drive your kids to baseball practice. Everything is designed around driving. And when there were not a lot of people there and you could drive around easily, and gas was not expensive, this was a relatively affordable way for people to live. And certainly one of the reasons people moved out to the suburbs was it was ultimately more affordable than the city or closer in areas. But now what's happened is more people are living there. They suffered tremendously through the recession. We're still seeing the effects of that and still seeing people recover. And then all of a sudden you lose your job. It becomes really, really difficult to just handle living on limited means when your transit and everything is configured in a way that doesn't make it easy for you.
And the jobs aren't there or they're elsewhere.
Exactly. So one of the things that was really amazing from this research done by the Brookings Institute is that in Metro Atlanta as a whole, only 18% of jobs are accessible by transit. So if you are transit dependent, you just can't get to jobs. Alan Baroub and Elizabeth Kneebone from the Brookings Institution have done a lot of research in this area, and they have referred to Metro Atlanta as the epicenter of the suburban poverty problem. So Atlanta is the region with the worst rate of economic mobility, which means it's harder for a kid here to get ahead than a kid in Seattle. And the transit ends up being a big piece of that.
Do you think this is a problem of a matter of people's perception, a certain invisibility of poverty with the focus largely on our city centers?
I mean, it definitely is. And so this was a challenge reporting the story, is this idea of it's invisible. Then I was out reporting and it turned out, indeed, it was kind of hard to track some of this down. I live on Boulevard in town Atlanta. So on the end of Boulevard, there's the largest Section 8 federally subsidized housing complex in the southeast. Bedford Pine. Everyone knows it's there. There are about 60 buildings. They're on about four different blocks. So when you're looking at, there are 85,000 or so people in Cobb who are classified as living in poverty, they're spread over an area that is larger than all of New York City. Cobb County is twice as big as the entire city of Metro Atlanta. So when you're looking for people and trying to report on people, it is very spread out. It is very different because it sprawls just like the suburbs sprawl. So it makes it harder to deliver services. It's harder for people to get places. It's harder for people to get the help that they need because they have to travel such distances.
In the United States, as we've been talking about, the pattern we're used to is that of sort of associating poverty with the inner city and associating affluence with the suburbs. Do you think we're seeing the leading edge of sort of a flip-flopping of those two concepts in this country, that is suburban poverty and affluence concentrated instead in the nation's city centers?
I don't think it's a complete concentration, because although the poverty rate is growing in Atlanta suburbs, the city of Atlanta still has a very high poverty rate, and there are huge pockets of poverty within the city. So the city of Atlanta itself has the highest income gap between the lowest earners and the highest earners of any city in the country. So the city is not off the hook. And in fact, I think the income inequality in the city, there's a risk of that becoming even more extreme. We're seeing an erosion of the middle class, and the middle class is what sustained suburbs like Cobb. And when that middle class is eroded, then you're seeing extremes within the county in the same way you saw extremes within the city.
This story was published on May 8th. Have you gotten any kind of response from Cobb County since then?
I've heard from one or two commissioners. I've heard from a lot of residents. They liked hearing about this in their backyard, and a lot of people wrote me and emailed me saying, what can I do to help? I think it's really important to think about this story and then the larger issue that I tried to document as not just one county, it's all the counties in the region, and not just the suburbs versus the city, because again, this is part of a trend across the entire metro region.
Rebecca Burns, thank you.
Thank you.